John, having conceded very early, scored pretty late, taken a point, satisfied with that, or do you feel like you could have won it today?
I'm disappointed, obviously, with the way the game started, which I think has had a big impact on the results. You know, we conceded from the kick-off here last year, and then to go and do exactly the same is frustrating, really, when we've kicked off. You know, it's a poor ball by Brad, silly foul, a crossing that's not dealt with, a shot that's a comfortable light for the keeper to get away, and he pushes it right back into their path. So, you know, it's a fluke the way it ended up going in, but, you know, to concede so early, it changes your game plan. Now, we wanted to start on the front foot, we wanted to try and dominate the game. And I think there was a couple of patches in the first half where we did. Obviously, we've missed a sitter with Josh Windass going clean through, and then the goal disallowed. And possibly rolled our luck a touch, they've had a couple of chances. And then second half, they've come and had a good chance early on, and then they haven't really been near our goal. And once we made the change in formation, I think there was only going to be one outcome, really, and that was we were going to score. And then it was just a case of whether we could get another one. And, you know, you'd have to be happy with a point because you're being a goal down after 40 seconds. But on the balance of what I know I've got at my disposal, to concede a goal which has a bearing on the game the way it has, I'm disappointed, really.
You had a break before this enforced by the weather. Does that have any bearing on the way you started the game? Rustiness, coldness, whatever you want to call it?
It shouldn't, but, you know, it'd be careless to say it doesn't. Because, you know, I'm not saying that's the reason why we conceded so early, but we weren't really at our best in the first half anyway. We were sloppy. We only played in sporadically fits and starts, and they were the better team in the first half, if I'm honest. And they did to us what we should have done to them, but they had the adrenaline boost of scoring early on. But, you know, last year we lost there, and, you know, in days gone by we might have lost there as well. We'd have felt sorry for ourselves and we wouldn't have rolled our sleeves up. But there was a 20-minute spell in the second half where we absolutely battered them, and, you know, the goal was coming. And then it probably... The irony is, when we did score, it sort of jolted Stevenage back into life, and it probably took our focus off, and we only really got going again with the last 5 minutes, and then we had good chances to win it. But, you know, Stevenage is a good side, and they'll beat a lot of teams here, so to come here and not get beat, I suppose we've got to be happy.
Is the penalty in many ways a reward for the pressure that you put on in that spell? I know there was a few people, shall we say, around unhappy with the decision, but Billy stepped up and took it.
I'm surprised he'd be unhappy about someone putting two hands up over the head and handling the ball. That's unhappy because... I might be wrong because they might play basketball here because they did have a timeout. An organised timeout. No, you know, I'm not having a go at them. We'd have been doing the same if we'd have been winning. But it's a pen. You know, it's a good ball in, it's a pen. And you can't handle the ball in the area. And instead of having a go with the ref, I'd more be having a go with the lad who stuck his hands up and handled it.
And from that point on, as you say, it sort of jolted them into life, didn't it? There were then chances at both ends in stoppage time.
Well, it was. And, you know, they got a couple of sympathetic, I would say, free kicks, which led to the ball going into our box. And then we've had one, and Teddy Gornell's robbed their lad on the touchline, he's clean through, and the linesman's pulled the £50 get out of jail card out from the Monopoly box. So I think on the balance of the decisions, I don't think Stevenage can have any complaints, because I think they got better decisions than we did today.
How does this set you up for Carlisle? Obviously, the important thing, getting back in action and not losing.
It'll only be a good point if we beat Carlisle. You know, if we don't, we're then banking on our games in hand. You don't want to do that. We're playing two teams who are above us in the league in the space of 2 days, so 3 days. So if we can come out of that unscathed, I'd be a happy man.
Is there any chance to take a minute and reflect and look back and look at the start of the season? Because you're very nearly halfway through now.
No, you can't. The minute you start doing that, you'll tend to take your focus off or take your eye off the prize, take your focus on what you're trying to do. You've always got to look to the future, always got to look forward, always got to be start preparing for the next game, and that's what we'll be doing now. You know, the lads have they've worked hard this week in training, and I was very, very pleased with our fitness levels. Late on, we looked as though we had bundles of energy, we could keep going, and we could throw players on who could make a difference. And I was, you know, pleased with the two subs who came on. I thought they did make a difference.
And just lastly, in the playoff mix at Christmas time, I guess it's been a lot worse in previous seasons, and you've had good finishes to the season. Is it just staying there that's the aim now?
I hope so. I mean, have we ever been in the playoff since at Christmas? I don't know.
I don't think so.
I can't recall, but you know, I mean, there's a lot of football to be played. It's going to be a bumper crowd. It's going to be a cracking atmosphere on Boxing Day. And I hope we can book the trend and deliver in front of a big crowd, because sometimes we fluff our lines when that happens. But, you know, the people who come and watch, I hope we can serve up a product that makes them want to come back and come again and come again and come again. And as Nick, the supporters club chairman, pointed out to me, we are offering the best value half-season ticket in the country because we've got two extra games. So spend your Christmas money wisely.